In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be angry and do not sin. In other authorized version, you will not read this urge, but just do not let resentment lead you into sin. But still we read in the Vulgata, in the Latin version, ire chamini. So be angry and do not sin. And we are then called to a holy zeal. Everybody knows that when anger takes control, the desire of vengeance leads to more injustice. Anger is a passion of the human soul that powerful that it can lead other passions. Still the apostle in today's epistle commands, ira chamini. We know for sure that anger belongs to God only, meaning to give all justice belongs to God only. And following St. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa, when he wrote, as stated, anger desires evil as being a means of just vengeance. Consequently, anger is towards those to whom we are just or unjust, since vengeance is an act of justice and wrongdoing is an act of injustice. So this gives a frame to the use of anger. It belongs first to the one in charge of the common welfare, both spiritual or physical, material. Anger, to be fair, must be used proportionally of our duties, our state of life. First, then, toward oneself. And you see the list given in today's epistle. Anger is directed towards one's efforts to grow in sainthood. When we find ourselves pusillanimous to change bad habits or to act generously, then we can use some anger. And second, to protect the physical and spiritual welfare entrusted to our care. Another help we find in today's epistle for a good use of anger is the use of anger is in intensity. We are members. To see ourselves as a part of the whole mystical body, or a part of our family, or a part of our society, prevents the excess of a destructive zeal. And also, to have as intention our own sanctification prevents us in any excess to fall in any excess when we are zealous for the practice of virtues and mortification. Anger is a tool, not an end. Do not let the sun dawn upon your anger. Anger is here to fight a present evil, not in memory or imagination. We can see here, in regard to this, we can see that vain thoughts that lead to anger always lead to unjust anger. In today's parable, the pusillanimous treated badly the servants of the king. They used violence to be left alone at peace with their earthly matters. So the king rightly avenged his servants. And then, still, there is someone without the wedding garment, a pusillanimous soul. This one is not at peace. His heart is divided. At the wedding of the Lamb, the souls of the invited one are united to the Lamb. Almighty and merciful God, do we ask in today's collect, graciously keep away from us all misfortune that, unhampered in soul and body, we may perform with peaceful minds the works that are yours. Our Lady, Mother of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.